Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. The criminal cases in the Flint water crisis are unfolding. State Health Director Nick Lyon had a hearing in court last week, and yesterday the state's chief medical officer, Dr. Eden Wells, also had a hearing, and she's now facing some new charges. Joining me now is Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody, who's been covering the criminal prosecutions of the Flint water crisis, and he was at yesterday's hearing. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Steve, before we get into the specifics of the hearing for Dr. Eden Wells yesterday, remind us about the criminal prosecution of the water crisis in Flint. How many people are being prosecuted, and what kinds of charges are we talking about?
In all, 15 people have been charged criminally in connection with the Flint water crisis. 13 of them are still facing charges at this point. Two others have agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in exchange for lesser penalties. Now, the charges vary, and they go from something like misconduct in office and neglect of duty to the most serious charge that has been filed so far, which is involuntary manslaughter.
As we mentioned, Dr. Eden Wells had a hearing yesterday. She's the state's chief medical officer. What happened at that hearing?
Well, the hearing never really got started. This was a preliminary exam. This is the step before a trial takes place. This is where a judge decides whether the prosecution has enough evidence to warrant a trial taking place. And what happened at the hearing yesterday was, before it even got started, the prosecutors and the defense attorneys went back and spent some time with the judge because the prosecution had decided to amend the charges against Dr. Wells to include an involuntary manslaughter charge. Because of that, because it's a new charge and the defense needs time to review what the state is proposing, they needed some more time, so the preliminary exam for Dr. Wells was extended until next month.
Was that a surprise, Steve?
It was a little bit of a surprise, but then again, this has been a long process for prosecutions. Many people, including the governor, for example, have complained that this has been taking longer than possibly it should. Now, Special Counsel Todd Flood insists that he is simply doing the job that needs to be done, and it's going to take as much time as it's going to take. But it did catch us all a little bit off guard that this hearing that we've been waiting for several months didn't get off the ground yesterday, but it will begin November 6th.
There are 13 people still facing charges, including Dr. Eden Wells, who have not pleaded guilty to the charges against them. What does the timeline for those cases look like at this point? And are you expecting 13 separate trials to play out?
At this point, I don't know if we're going to have 13 separate trials. It's quite possible that we could have multiple defendants on trial at the same time. But we've only had one preliminary exam truly get underway, and that's against State Health Director Nick Lyon, and that's not done yet. That's been continued until next month as well. We have other preliminary exams that are scheduled in November, December, and in January, and it won't be until those preliminary exams are done that judges will be deciding whether there's enough evidence to go forward with trial. And then if they decide that, then they have to figure out where on their court dockets they can actually schedule a trial to take place. And given what we've seen with Nick Lyon's preliminary exam, which has taken has gone through 4 days and still has more days of testimony to go, these will not be quick trials. So it's going to be well into 2018, I think, before we see any of these cases going to trial.
So still a lot more to come in all of these cases. That's Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody, who's following the criminal prosecution of the Flint water crisis. Steve, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.